us invoke the three realms. Om, earth, wind, and fire. Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Shanti, Om.
Hand the phone to Yeshwadan.
Yes, speaking, go ahead.
Hello, Yeshwadan. It's me, Yeshwadan.
You? This late at night?
Sita has left India with that Iranian guy. She ran away. I followed them all the way to the airport, but I couldn't catch up with them. They just flew to Iran. Go to the airport now and take Sita home with you. Do you understand?
Ah, yes, I've got it. Yes, I've got it now. Do you know the flight number? Or maybe do you know when the flight took off?
Iran Air flight number 811 will reach Tehran in half an hour. Find them, whatever it takes. Did you get it? Whatever it takes.
Okay, I'll go. Okay, if you say so. But what if Sita decides she doesn't want to come with me?
Do your best, but do it carefully. Keep Sita with you for a few days while I follow the case through with the international police.
All right, I'll see what I can do for you then.
Watch out. Take care of yourself, my little brother. Goodbye.
Okay, goodbye. We'll be right back. Don't wait for us. Listen. They're coming. Now. You two stay here, all right? I'll go and look for them.
Yes, sir.
It's over. No one can hurt us anymore. Aren't you happy about that?
I'm a little, nervous.
Are you afraid? What are you afraid of?
What if I decided not to get on the plane? Would you have, decided to return without me?
Oh, come on, of course not.
I don't know, but I was afraid you would do that, you know?
Don't worry. I won't even go to heaven without you. I say, let's start a new life here. Let's forget about what happened at the airport prior to our departure. Do you agree? Our money isn't enough, but I'll do something about it tomorrow. Keep this for now.
What is it for?
You'll need it at the hotel. We'll have to stay in separate rooms. You know that we aren't legally married yet. You're just my fiancée.
But are we not going to your house, Ramin?
No. Because they might get shocked by seeing you.
But what do you mean? Have you not told them anything about me?
Yes, I have. But they expect me to marry an Iranian girl, you know.
Who is she?
No one. I didn't mean anyone specifically. They just want me to marry an Iranian. But tomorrow, I'll go and inform my mother and the others about our arrival. Once they prepare everything, then we'll go home. Is that okay?
How come you haven't said anything to them about me yet?
Well, you know, we weren't supposed to come to Iran now. We didn't have plans to leave India the way we did. Everything changed all of a sudden.
You two go inside and I'll wait out here.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me, where are you coming from?
India.
Welcome to our hotel. Please, will you sign here? Thank you. You're in room 638 on the 6th floor, and your number is 636.
Please, come in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dinner's in 50 minutes, so I'll come after you. Did the things I say upset you, Sita?
No, but I was expecting it to be different.
We'll talk about it.
What is it, Arash?
Hello, Kati.
Oh, is that you, Raman? Hello, how's it going?
How about you,
dear? Is everything all right with you?
I'm all right.
How about you?
Are you still in Dad's house?
When is your husband going to take you with him so that you leave us alone?
First of all, it's none of your business. I'll go whenever I like. Second, you shouldn't be talking to me like that. You haven't called us for a month.
Where have you been?
I'm sorry.
I apologize. What's up? How's Mom? Your husband?
Aunt Huri and the rest.
Everyone's fine, except for one person.
How's she?
She? It's
Parvanen, not a she.
She isn't bad, but she'll choke if she finds you.
Why?
Aren't you ashamed of yourself?
You don't answer your calls. You don't reply to our letters.
We haven't heard from you for over a month.
She has the right to miss you. So where are you now?
Are you in New Delhi? Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, I can. I'm here.
Didn't you get our offline message?
We left you message after message. And your phone at the dorm never works.
Listen, Kati.
I want to tell you something.
And I mean, you gotta help me.
What? Speak clearly. What's wrong?
Listen, Kati, me and...
An Indian girl and I want to let you guys know, about my Indian fiancé.
Very funny. It's really late at night.
Why don't you stop the nonsense?
I'm serious, Kati.
It's not funny. Stop talking nonsense, Raman.
And it's you who should tell Mom about it.
Do you know what you're saying?
I'll explain everything later, but I want you to talk to Mom
for me, please. I don't want her to be unprepared when I talk to her about it.
Then what about Parvanet?
What's gonna happen to her?
I don't know.
You don't know? And why should I care
about your wrongdoings? I think you should rather talk to Mother about this.
Mother!
All right,
Mother!
All right, stop screaming.
Raman, how'd you feel if someone did this to you? You're gonna hurt Parvanet's feelings.
She isn't your toy to play with.
I don't know, but I'll speak to her
myself. Bye for now.
So what has happened again?
Upon my departure from India, I didn't get to see my mother and say goodbye to her.
But You didn't leave her forever. You'll go back and see her again one day.
But I didn't want her to be bothered because of me, you know?
All right, after dinner we'll call her.
No. I am afraid she will get more worried.
Well, then the only solution is not to think about it. Think about something else. Do you want to go out for a walk until morning? We'll talk as much as you want.
Maybe we should not have come here like this, you know?
It's a little too soon to be regretful.
Who, me? I stood up against my entire family because of you, Ram. Now you dismiss me for your family. That's very nice of you.
Okay, let's go to our home right now. All right, then. Let's go. But it'll be your own fault if they treat you bad.
Forget it. Sit down. It was just a test.
It's not working, Mom. It's late at night. They won't transfer our calls to the dormitory.
Go and check if he's online.
No, he never goes online to chat.
Then redial his number.
Can you believe it, Mother?
Don't you know Ramin? When he says something, he means it. Something has definitely happened.
No way. Don't worry. He doesn't have the guts to do such a thing.
You don't know men. You should always watch out to prevent them from making mistakes. What if he has done it? Oh, no, God forbid.
I'm not going to call anymore. If there's something, he'll call himself.
Why didn't you give me the phone immediately when he called?
Come on, Mom. He wouldn't have talked to me about it if he wanted to tell you. Mother, should I ask Parvaneh? Huh? Maybe he's talked to her about it.
Parvaneh shouldn't be toyed with.
The food's ready, Farouk. It's on the furnace. I'm going to my brother's house in Lavazan. Do you need anything?
No, send them my regards.
Is everything okay?
No, dear. Go ahead, please.
Kadi?
Yes?
The food's cooking. Pour some water in it in half an hour. All right. You need anything from me?
No, thanks. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Take care. I'll see you soon.
Okay. Goodbye.
Call him again.
Okay, Mother. I'm calling.
Hello?
Hello, dearest Parvaneh. I can't believe that I'm so close to you, but I can't get to come and see you. It's like a nightmare. You've been waiting for me for so long. And look what I've done to you. I'm thinking about you while she's sitting near me. I'm worried and embarrassed as I smile at her and I think of how easily and quickly she won my heart. I wish I could tell you exactly what happened to me. It happened so quickly, and then I realized that I had fallen in love with her. It's unfortunate. I'm afraid, not afraid of you, because you're still so dear to me. You're part of my family. But I'm afraid of seeing tears in your eyes. Afraid of seeing how much I've hurt you. Afraid of seeing how I've done you wrong. I never planned this, and had no idea this would happen. How can we know what fate has in store for us? I've ruined everything in your thoughts. All those good memories and your sacred thoughts will be remembered. I know that you'll forgive me regardless of all the bad things I did to you. I'm only begging you to believe me that I never lied to you. And I wish as time passes by you'll forget everything about me. What I'm going through is punishment for my sins, and I hope these words will comfort you a little. You've been so faithful to me, and I'm so ashamed. I know that in my heart of hearts, I must do this. Otherwise, I'd be untrue to both myself and to you. I can assure you, this decision has not been easy. Thank you for always being faithful. I'm terribly sorry. Regards, Ramin.
Good morning. Did you sleep well?
Good morning. Yeah, sort of.
But you look like you didn't get enough sleep. It's okay. I'm going out. I'll be back by noon. Just find something to keep you busy until then. You take care. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Sir, he's sitting over there.
Hello, Uncle.
Sit down, please. Go ahead. Take your seat.
Please, you know I'm your uncle. You shouldn't be afraid.
Oh, well.
So where's this friend of yours?
He's my future husband, Uncle.
Oh, is that so? It's all right, then. It's okay. So tell me, where is this future husband of yours? Huh?
He's gone out for a bit. How did you find out that I'm here, Uncle?
It's simple. One of my employees saw you here last night. It was just a simple coincidence. Listen, Sita, darling. I'm not here to stop or force you to go back to India. It isn't like that at all. I only want what's best for you. I've only come here to tell you that we care for you and that we love you. And you know what I think? I think it's better for you both to come to my house and live there together with me.
But Uncle, we are both fine here.
Sita, darling, me and my brother Harshvardhan are both like fathers to you. We care and want the best for you. Whatever we do is for your future and for your own good. We just think differently about this marriage issue. But regardless of that, I agree with your decision and I'm trying to help you. But you must remember one thing. Marriage has its rules and conditions, you know? But we must honor these conditions, you understand? I tell you, we must know exactly who this guy is. This is very, very important to us. So you'd have to come to my house. Then we'll invite him with his family to come over and we'll get to know exactly who he is. Then, if you still want to marry him, Harshvardhan will come and hold your marriage ceremony. I promise you from my heart that I will help you in every way that I can. I will make this work for you. Do you agree?
But Uncle, I already know Ramin. He's my husband-to-be and a good man, Uncle.
But it'll look bad for us if we do this without involving your parents. Anyways, I'm here to help you, and if you come with me, I'll promise to talk to your father and get his approval too. Just trust me. I know it's best for you. I'll talk to your father, and we will get this all sorted out. Don't you worry about a thing.
I refuse to believe it, Uncle.
Tell me, have I ever lied to you? All right, let's pick up your luggage and go home.
No. I mean, let Ramin come back and we'll go together.
We can't wait for Ramin now. We'll leave him a note and he'll come to our house. With his family, of course. Then I'll go have a talk with your father.
Ramin?
very good. It's really good. I always knew it. You're a bright and understanding girl. So where is his room then, huh?
How come? What kind of a person do you think he is?
We're honored and proud to know him. It looks like he belongs to a very good family. All right? Take your stuff and come home with me. Please, Sita, come home. Let's go.
All right, I will come with you, Uncle, so that you won't think I'm afraid, but you'll have to bring me back. Before it gets dark, Uncle. I really don't mind going as long as you promise to bring me back.
And then?
I will leave Ram a message and I won't check out with the hotel. I'll only come with you based on these conditions, Uncle. That's it. Do you agree, Uncle? Please, come on.
All right. I promise. Let's go now.
Miss Hoori, it's Parvana. Please open the door.
Come in.
Sugar?
No, thanks. How is it going, Aunt Farooq?
Good as always. I'm positive.
Have you heard from Ramin lately?
No, how come?
Nothing. I just wanted to know if he'd returned.
No.
But I saw him in my school courtyard today.
It was Ramin?
Yes.
No, he's still in India. He called last night and spoke with Kadi. He was asking about you and Sani's greetings.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. He'd have told Kadi if he was coming.
But I saw him.
You're definitely mistaken. You're worried for him, and that's why you thought it was him.
Excuse me, can I make a call, please?
Yeah, go ahead, please. Would you like something else?
Coffee, please.
Right now, all the bad things are happening to us. Everything's against us. Look, here is one of them. Warning. I'm sorry. I apologize to you. I'm sorry. See what I mean?
You have a call, Mr. Frizzat.
Who is it?
It's your brother.
Hello. Hey, man, how's it going?
Where have you been? Haven't heard from you for a while. How come?
I'm sorry, brother. I was a little busy.
You've forgotten Simon and me as much as you've forgotten your dad.
How's Simon doing? I hope she isn't bothering my mom.
Oh, come on, man. My mom's a good woman. You know her. She wouldn't do something like that to bother your mother.
How's Dad?
Wow, all right. That shows that you're a good son after all. He isn't
doing well, actually. He's going bankrupt. Everybody knows it.
How come you don't know? Good for you, man. You're over there
chilling. You have no idea what we're all going through over here, the troubles and all that.
Yes, you're right, I guess. I'll just have to agree with you on that.
Listen, I need your help, but I don't want Dad to find
out. Okay, tell me.
I need some money.
Ah, I see now. That's why you're calling. You need money. I thought you called to see how we were all doing.
Stop teasing, Farzad. I don't have time for that.
Hey, man, I thought I just told you that Dad was going bankrupt.
Well, how much do you need, and when do you need it by?
You want me to deposit in your account, huh?
No, I'll call you tomorrow. Listen, Farzad, make sure Dad doesn't find out.
Okay, no problem. I'll fix it
and I won't tell anyone. Hey, brother, give us a call during your good times, too, okay?
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Love you, man. Take care, brother. See you soon, okay?
I've been in business for 3 years now, and I'm not new to it at all. And I won't allow a few uneducated people like you to come here and tell me what to do. I can handle things very well, and you can't threaten me, okay? Why don't you guys go and file a complaint or come with the police? You honestly think you can get your money from me like that?
Please calm down, Mr. Nadiri. Nothing has happened. We didn't say anything. I apologize to you, mister. I'm sorry, miss.
It's useless to me, and it doesn't make a difference. This project isn't for you anymore. You must pay for the damages, and that's all, okay? Just pay for the damages.
You need to stop talking, you little hick. You're nothing. Hey,
don't scream.
You need
to
listen.
Stop screaming at me.
I don't even allow those who you work for to talk to me like that. So you better stop talking.
Mr. Nadiri, please calm down. Nothing has happened. I'm the one who you should deal with. Please come to my office and I'll speak to you. There's no need to fight.
It's over. The deadline I gave you for the loan I gave is over, and I'm not going to listen to your nonsense excuses.
Shut up and get out of here. Yes, I got the money, but I don't want to give it to you. So I want to see how you can get it from me. Now get the hell out of here. Get out of here. All of you get out of here.
Our silence has prompted you to treat us with such disrespect.
Please,
go ahead. Right now.
You gotta leave now.
You can't resist this.
Calm down.
You gotta go.
You'll see.
You gotta leave the room.
What's this you've given me? Listen to me, lady. Don't you bring these people here again. Get out of here.
Do you need anything from me, sir?
Where are you going? No, come here and take a seat.
I'm going out.
Come take a seat.
Come on, Dad. You're going to have a heart attack, man. You shouldn't talk to them. They're worthless people. Ha!
We must do something. I can't stand this situation anymore.
What can we do?
I just can't.
Radha? Come here, Radha. Look, see who's here.
Sita, darling.
Yes, it's our daughter, Sita. She has come to stay with us.
Hello, Sita, dear.
Hello.
You're still that young little Sita for me.
Yes.
Look at you. Look at you.
She may look little, but she's cute like me. She's my niece, you know? Call Vinod and tell him I need him.
Okay, sir.
Let's go inside. Yes, Radha, this is our daughter, Sita. It's really nice of her to be here, isn't it? She's actually here. Can you believe it? You've changed a lot, Sita.
Is the change good or bad?
Of course it's good. Very beautiful. Isn't that right?
Thank you so much for coming, Sita,
You're welcome.
Dear.
Thank you.
You haven't been to Iran for 2 years. You loved Iran so much. Didn't you ever miss it? I know you didn't miss your uncle or me.
I'm here now, sitting right across from you.
Well, tell me about yourself. How far have you gotten in?
It's my last semester, and I mean, it was my last semester. My thesis was about an Iranian poet, Omar Khayyam.
So you must be fluent in Persian now.
Oh, yes. Like you're Indian, Radha. Sita speaks Persian as well as you speak Indian.
That's good. So, are you going to stay with us and finish your thesis?
Maybe. I don't know yet.
How did you get to know Ramin? Did he attend the same school as you?
He did.
So his major was Persian literature, and he was in India for that?
Oh, no. He attends a different school in Maharashtra, Mumbai. His major is linguistics.
Your uncle's wife from New Delhi called me last night and said that Sanji has returned home just for you. He wants to marry you.
There were no such talks between us.
Sita, he's your cousin and he's a good guy.
Please, dear Radha, let's not talk about it. You know better why my uncle Harshvardhan is insisting on his proposal.
No, she doesn't know. And I don't know either. So why don't you go ahead and tell us everything about it?
I was in a dispute with Uncle Harshvardhan and I had filed a complaint against him. But he thinks that everything will be over if I marry Sanjay.
Oh no, my dear. That's not true at all. Don't talk like that. You know who he is. You know your Uncle Harshvardhan has always done a lot for you. He has done it for you and for your mother. He raised you and has done a lot of other things for you. So it isn't nice to talk about him like that, you know. And what you just said isn't true at all. So think about what you're doing and don't do it, please. You really are a good girl, Sita.
Sita? Hello. Excuse me, sir. Have you seen my fiancée, an Indian girl wearing a green dress?
Do you mean the lady in room 638?
Yes, Miss Sita Rampal.
She was here in the lobby until an hour ago, but then two Indian gentlemen came and asked for her. I think she's gone with them.
Two Indian men?
Yes. I saw them go out when she turned her room keys in.
Excuse me, did they give you their names, or do you remember their looks?
One of them was in his 40s and had a white suit on. The other wore a black suit and tie, and I didn't ask for the names.
Oh, okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Your uncle has asked me to come here and talk to you.
About what? Can I ask you to speak to me in Persian, please?
Why?
It is because Ramin is an Iranian and I want to improve my Persian.
I wanted to speak to you about the things that you're doing. It's just not right.
Go ahead.
Have you thought about the kind of family you belong to? Rampals are wealthy and politicians in India. They're from the traditional Indian class areas. Your dad was an Indian House representative for many years. Your uncle, Harshvardhan, is a well-known politician. You're ruining everything with what you're doing. Do you understand?
But Uncle Harshvardhan is the person who is ruining my life, Auntie.
Do you have any idea what you're saying?
Well, if you're talking about my decision about Ramin, that's very different. My decision may be an emotional one. But it is a decision that I have personally made on my own. Even if I am deceived by Ramin, I'll be accountable for it and I won't blame anyone else. Do you understand what I mean?
I knew it. I told your uncle that it would be useless to talk.
Thank you. I have to go. Ramin's waiting for me and he may get worried.
You'll stay here for dinner and then you can go.
Not now. I'll come some other time.
I told you we've already prepared dinner for you, so it'll be an insult to all of us if you go.
Okay, but will you let me call Ramin first, Auntie?
You can rest in your room for a few hours, and then you can call Ramin from there. Invite him here to come, and we can get to know him as well. Is that good?
Okay.
Maybe we'll change our minds about him. Champa? Champa?
Yes, ma'am?
Take Sita and show her her room, please.
Okay, ma'am.
Okay, then. Rest for a few hours, and I'll see you at the dinner table.
Okay. Here you go, sweetheart. This is your room.
Thank you. Radha? Radha, open the door.
Excuse me, I need to see the manager here.
Who are you?
I want to see Mr. Ram Paul. I'm his nephew's fiancé.
And your name is?
Ramin Nadiri.
Please have a seat. I'll call him. It'll just be a minute or two.
Thank you so much. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So you must be Ramin. Am I right?
Yes.
Very good. So where's Sita, I ask you?
Sita's at the hotel.
Please sit down. So tell me, Ramin, why didn't you bring Sita with you?
She was a little tired and was resting, and I came to inform you that we are here.
Very good. As a matter of fact, her mother called last night, and she was really worried for her. So tell me, why didn't you come to me straight away for my help? Could it be that maybe you thought I'm like my brother, Harshwardhan?
Oh no, Sita said she'd be more comfortable at the hotel.
Anyways, it's nice to meet you, and I'm very, very happy. We'd love to have you for dinner sometime.
Certainly, I'll definitely come.
Would you like a drink or anything to eat?
Thank you very much. I just wanted to inform you so that you won't get worried. Thanks for your time.
Please. Radha!
از کفری من تا دین تو رایی به جز تردید نیست. دلخوش بی فانوسم مکن، اینجا مگر خورشید نیست. باعث ویرانی بیا تا بشکند دیوار من، چیزی نگفتن بهتر از تکرار تو دیوار من.
Moment, banjata.